M, Information Systems, Chapter 4, Ethics. Ethics and security are two fundamental building blocks that organizations must base their businesses on to be successful. In recent years, events such as Enron and Martha Stewart, along with 9/11, have shed new light on the meaning of ethics and security. Ethics is the principles and standards that guide our behavior toward other people. In the realm of technology, some ethical issues include intellectual property, which is the intangible creative work that is embodied in physical form. The specific type of intellectual property displayed by this cartoon, or what is the legal protection afforded an expression of an idea, such as a song, video game, and some types of proprietary documents, is copyright. In most cases, using this cartoon without permission would be a violation of copyright law. However, using it for educational use falls under fair use doctrine. That defines the certain situations in which it is legal to use copyrighted materials. Software protections fall under copyright laws. Two big ethical issues related to software are pirated software and counterfeit software. Privacy is an ethical issue, particularly related to IT. Take a look at this video about HIPAA privacy and confidentiality issues. Privacy during web interactions is a major concern for many individuals. Violating someone's privacy is a sure way to ruin a relationship. For e-business to work, companies, customers, partners, and suppliers must trust each other. Without privacy, there will not be any trust. E-business is built on the practice of exchanging large amounts of information between many parties. The EU has far stricter laws protecting privacy than the US. When using email or social media, never write anything that you would not shout from a mountaintop. Don't provide information to any company that you would not share with every company. Information has no ethics. For these reasons above, it falls on the shoulders of those who lord over the information to develop ethical guidelines on how to manage it. Organizations should develop written policies establishing employee guidelines, personnel procedures, and organizational rules. These policies set employee expectations about the organization's practices and standards and protect the organization from misuse of the computer systems and IT resources. It works both ways. The Ethical Computer User Policy ensures all users are informed of the rules and, by agreeing to use the system on that basis, consent to abide by the rules. For example, an ethical computer use policy might state that users should refrain from playing computer games during work hours, or no spam, the business will not engage in spamming others. These are the six principles for ethical information management. Information is a valuable corporate asset. The CEO is a steward of corporate information, is responsible for information access, is responsible for preventing information destruction, is responsible for information management practices and policies, and must execute the information management policies. Which of these do you think are the most important? The unethical use of information typically occurs unintentionally when it is used for new purposes. For example, Social Security numbers started as a way to identify government retirement benefits and are now used as a sort of universal personal ID. Information privacy policy guidelines fall into five categories: adoption and implementation of a privacy policy, notice and disclosure, choice and consent, information security, and information quality and access. Take a look at this video on information privacy policy. Acceptable use policy is a policy that a user must agree to follow in order to be provided access to a network or to the internet. Most of you probably signed an AUP when signing up with your ISP. ISPs typically require each customer to sign a AUP. Let's talk about email privacy policy. Email is not safe. Email can easily be read by anyone who works for the internet service provider, anyone who works for the recipient's internet service provider, anyone who operates any of the perhaps dozens of internet routers that the data packets will pass through, anyone with physical access to the telephone switching equipment in the phone company's office. Do you know that if you speak on the telephone with anyone in the United States, the telephone switching equipment at the phone company offices has wiretaps built into it for easy access by authorities? Or actually anyone with a password such as maintenance personnel? These wiretaps started appearing after Congress passed the Digital Telephony Act due to complaints by law enforcement that modern digital telephone systems were too hard to tap. 80% of professional workers identified email as their preferred means of corporate communication. Trends also showed a dramatic increase in the adoption of instant messaging in the workplace. There are many reasons why an organization should implement an internet use policy, including the fact that large amounts of computing resources that internet users can expend and numerous materials that some might feel are offensive. Some might also have an anti-spam policy. A few methods that an organization can follow to prevent spam include disguising email addresses posted in a public electronic place, opting out of member directories that may place an email address online, and using a filter. The organization needs to protect itself by knowing what its employees are doing. However, does it have to monitor everything throughout the workplace? It is difficult to determine when employee monitoring crosses the ethical lines. A recent survey of workplace monitoring and surveillance showed that 82% of the companies surveyed acknowledged conducting some form of electronic monitoring or physical surveillance. 63% stated that they monitor internet connections, and 47% acknowledged storing and reviewing employee email messages. Monitoring is tracking people's activities by such measures as number of keystrokes or error rate and number of transactions processed. There are a number of monitoring technologies. Take a look at this video on monitoring. Employers should provide its monitoring policies to its employees.